This recording will be for the regular meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education held on Wednesday, December 5th, 2007, starting at 5 p.m. at Brookcliff Elementary.
Welcome to our school board meeting, and we have a lot of flags. So we will go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will begin tonight with our consent items, the warrants, the minutes, and the financial report for November. Are there any questions or concerns? And the motion is in order.
I would make the motion that we accept them as we receive them.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We also need approval of the independent auditor's report for fiscal year 2007. We've just been added those. Any concerns or questions on those?
The auditor explained it to us very well. Seems like we're in good shape. I would move that we approve them.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'd just like to thank those that do that, Jared and Jackie, for the fine work that they do in keeping those in order. Every year I'm amazed at how well we do, and I think the auditors are very well pleased with how they put it together and how they present it and how organized and. And we'd just like to pass that on. That's a phenomenal thing that you do every year. Then we have a monthly meeting calendar for 2008 for our school board meetings. And are there any questions or concerns on those?
No.
You recognize that that first one in January is the second Wednesday because
right.
Otherwise, it fell right on the
Okay.
Yeah, we moved it to the second Wednesday.
Wednesday before our school board convention. Okay.
That's right. I would make a motion that we accept this calendar for 2008 as we have received it here.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have some personnel actions.
We have two letters of resignation. I think I sent you copies of them. It's with, I don't know how, whether deep regret or what, but we ask you to accept the letter of resignation from Casey Plucky, Secretary of Junior High School. That's effective Christmas break. Casey and her husband are leaving the area, my understanding, and he's taking employment in Nevada. You know, we really appreciate what Casey's done for the school that the years that she's been here. I don't suppose we appreciate our school secretaries near enough for the work that they do, but Casey's done a great job. And we appreciate the work that she has done. We also have a letter of resignation from Heidi Lemon. Heidi has been the tobacco prevention coordinator short term, only a few months. She was with us and then took employment elsewhere, and so has written a letter of resignation. This is the tobacco prevention grant that we have through the health department. She's been the coordinator there, and we do pay part of that salary to the school district. So I recommend that the board accept those letters of resignation.
I move that we accept them, recognizing Mrs. Plucky for her many years of dedicated service. She's been tremendous.
Absolutely. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
We have four names for approval. Jed, help me out. Is Chandra? Is that how you say it? Jensen? C-H-A-N-D-R-A.
Chandra
Jensen. Part-time custodian at Cleveland Elementary. This is the four-hour part-time, half-time custodial position. As you recall, Melanie was hired as the full-time custodian there, and now Chandler is part-time. Also, Lori Huntington as the tobacco prevention grant coordinator. Lori has been working with public health, or with Four Corners Mental Health for some time, and is taking over over this one. Also, Bandy Olson as a teacher at Cleveland Elementary School. As you remember, we had an influx of students in the first day to Cleveland, and ended up splitting that class. So Bandy is hired there as a teacher, and also Sherry Vatiri as secretary at Green River High School. Those interviews were held Monday. So I would recommend the board approve those new hires.
Okay, motion is
in order. I would make a motion that we accept them.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have the CEU Upward Bound program. Don Burnett.
Thank you.
Sorry, the government answered me here. That's the stick right now. He's the director of the Upward Bound program, and I'm the coordinator for it. We just want to take a couple minutes to introduce a new program that we just really got a grant for.
And what was your name?
Excuse me, Justin Orr.
Just for the minute.
Yeah, it's Justin Orr.
And your last name is spelled?
O-R-T-H.
Just like it sounds, okay.
The good thing is that Colorado Communities has received a federal grant from the United States government, Department of Education. I don't know if you're familiar with GARA at all, but it's pretty similar to GARA. It's part of the TRIO program. I believe the GARA program is already here at Green River High School. But we're pretty similar. If there are students, they're split 30 and 30, 30 here in Emory School District and 30 in the Carver School District. What we do as a program is we work closely with your school counselors. Myself, as the one in charge of the Carver and Emory School District, and then Suzanne Hill, actually works at Green River and Moab, at a high school there. So we do tutoring, mentoring, career development, test-taking strategies, and various other student-related activities that allow them to reach their full potential, basically. Our program, the Upward Bound program, has been around for about 30 years. University of Utah, one I've had it there, and that's where we're drawing actually a lot of our information, a lot of our directions from the different universities around the state that given us the information we need to start our program. We just received our grant in November. It's a four-year grant, and what we do is we follow 9th through 12th grade students once they're in the program. We track them. We have certain criteria we have to meet as a program. We try to focus our attention on first-generation students, low-income students, and students who have low GPAs or in trouble or in an area where they increase self-esteem. So we're really excited about the program. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Kind of summer program.
Oh, yes. During the summer, we have a 5-week summer program where 30 students taken from Carvan and Emory School District will come to the College of Eastern Utah campus, and they receive high school and college credit while they're there. During that period, we hire residential staff who stay with the kids, as well as teachers and whatnot to teach the classes so that they have increased direction. We kind of cater our programs during the 5 weeks for classes that students are having a lot of problems using math, science, and English classes that will be taking place during that 5 weeks. At the end of those 5 weeks, we take them on a 5-day field trip where we visit campuses throughout Utah or Colorado or talk to them various areas that they feel like they would need information from or would like to visit.
So they actually stay on campus?
Yes, they stay
for that period of time.
5 weeks.
Okay, great.
Wow.
Get them used to being away. And
yes, it gives them a lot of cultural experiences where a lot of the kids don't have it. We actually have Saturday activities as well throughout, at least once a month, where we'll go visit a college campus or we'll go visit a cultural experience, whether it's opera or different cultural experiences, so they get a different view of where they usually live there or have the same place.
Great. Oh, that's cool. Sounds like a wonderful program.
Yeah, we're pretty
excited about it. You say you're working or with 30 students in Emory School District now, or?
30 and 30, split it between at Emory School District and Carbon District or my district, but Suzanne Hill actually has Green River High School and your junior high, so she has 30 students, so she's actually cool.
And they're ninth graders then.
And then in March, we'll get another group of kids from 8th grade. We'll start with the 8th
grade. Good.
We talked about tutoring for Utah Basic Skills Conference, FSAT, ACT. Who actually does that tutoring?
We actually will hire myself. We actually will hire a professor from the College of Eastern Utah and then a student from the College of Eastern Utah. And then when we get those tests beforehand, and we'll go over with those kids. And as they've taken the test and they haven't passed it, we'll get that information from the school counselors. They'll find out where they need to improve and then help them with that.
Okay, that's great.
That's a great resource to have.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for making that aware of that. It's a great service. It should help a lot of students. Okay, we'll go to the principal's report then, Mr. Johnson.
I will try to be brief.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Say the last word. I'm not going to be as short as last year tonight. I'm actually going to say that in the year. As you know, we're supposed to have made AYC again next year. We have an active student council now, which we haven't had in the past. John is the serving advisor of that. There's going to be a lot of activities that involve the student body and involve the community and make some progress there. I think it's a good addition. There's quirks to it that are being worked out, but it's coming along very well. The faculty continues to do a professional development book read, I guess. Mr. Ram kind of oversees that and facilitates it. And weekly they meet and go through a discussion of a chapter from a book they're currently reading. Right now they're doing What Works in Schools, I believe. And that's one of the professional development goals we have, also associated with our trust land plan. We are doing a few things for character development with students right now. Each month I have the pleasure of reading a book to the entire student body, usually on some type of a character trait or life skill that we feel would be beneficial, and then the teacher used the reading of the book as kind of a springboard for discussion of that skill or character trait in their own classrooms. Hopefully that's helping out as well. We continue to use the Words of Wisdom program in the morning. I know that Ralph was in kind of a program to begin with in the district that Castle Bay will be a tree. We're continuing to update technology in our school. We currently have smart boards in 4th through 6th grade. And they have had some training and are using those. I get we're going to eventually get phones in our school or throughout the school, and that will be a real benefit, I think, to but it will be helpful because Mrs. Parsons, I know, being part-time, she's technically her day ends at 2:30, but she always takes till about 3:15 because of the influx of phone calls. You know, when you get from parents saying, would you tell so-and-so to go home with, or to watch somebody else's house, and then we get a, I know today there was maybe 12 phone calls right around 3 o'clock, and so it would be nice that maybe they could leave a little voice message to the teacher's room that they could, teachers could check it before school gets out. So that Mrs. Parsons doesn't feel like she has to stay here beyond her actual contracted time. Anyway, I just would compliment the outstanding staff that works at Brookcliff. They work hard and they provide their students with a quality education. Our students miss out on anything living in a small rural community because we have an excellent staff here. They do an outstanding job. And I have two of those that I would stand up against.
Both of them are here, huh?
What they do. Both of them are already involved in other things. Mr. Hughes is up for high school doing gear up. They're all very involved in the students' lives and a lot of aspects beyond what happens just in our classroom. Every time I visit, I'm impressed. I feel like I'm a visitor to both schools half the time. Every time I visit, I'm impressed with what an outstanding job they do in the classroom. Having the opportunity to work with people who are dedicated and they don't require a whole lot of supervision. They just go about doing the job in an exemplary manner. So thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate what you do and we appreciate the efforts in these districts, in the schools, in this part of the district. And thank you, Principal Johnson, for your work back and forth and keeping both things going and appreciate that. We have the superintendent's report.
Well, this will be shorter than Mr. Johnson. Except I want to take the opportunity to thank Mr. Johnson for the job that he does down here. He has challenges that no other principal in our school district face. Having two schools that range from pre-kindergarten all the way through 12th grade and beyond and into the community and present some real unique challenges, and he really does an outstanding job with that. And in a small community, that is difficult. It's a challenge. Difficult decisions have to be made that affect people and create feelings and challenges. But not only that, he has a handle on the academic needs of the kids. He works well with the kids. They like him. Well, you told me you'd pay me by the hour.
By the word.
In all honesty, he does a tremendous job, and I know it isn't easy for him. I know there's a lot of stress and a lot of challenge to it, but we appreciate as a district how much he does for the school district and for the students in Green River, because he does meet those challenges. He has challenges that no other principal faces. And we do appreciate it, Nolan, what you do. Just a couple of brief things. I want to recognize in this meeting the loss of one of our teachers, Joy Lynn Humphrey, who passed away yesterday morning from cancer. Joy Lynn was a special education teacher at Huntington Elementary School. She's been struggling with cancer now for over a year, and she passed away yesterday morning, and we certainly recognize that and recognize her contributions to the children of our school district. And for those of us that go way back,
And we also had a teacher who taught it in our school district for probably nearly 30 years, 25, 30 years, Cleone Kilpak, who also passed away last week. And we want to recognize those individuals, but I think it would be appropriate to do so. One other item that I do have, and it's another recognition. We had two of our former students who graduated from in our attended school here in our school district, and faced a lot of unique health challenges in their lives, and we've talked about them before. Tracy and Troy Justison, who were twin brothers, many of us know them. Tracy and Troy went through our school system a number of years ago. I happened to be the principal of the elementary school where they graduated. They also graduated from Emory High School, attended Santa Fe Junior High, and graduated from Emory High School and went on to Utah State University. And Troy, matter of fact, Troy was the keynote speaker at the dinner at the BYU Law Conference last year, this past summer, in June, I believe it was. And at that time, had been nominated as Assistant Secretary of Education for Adult Education and Vocational Education. He was serving in the Special Ed Department, but had been nominated as the Assistant Secretary of Education, and was appointed later in the summer to that position. And we did receive press release just a couple of weeks ago that his brother Tracy now has been nominated by President Bush to serve as the Assistant Secretary of Education for Rehabilitative Services and Disability in Special Education. And I think that's worth noting. His two young men, who are both in wheelchairs, faced challenges, muscle disease problems, graduated from our school district, school system, went on. And these are not small appointments. These are major appointments in the U.S. Department of Education. And I think it's worth recognizing that we have students, and we have many students who go on to successes, and we'd like to hear more of them, I think, but just mention those two here tonight in this meeting. And I think that's all I have tonight.
Well, thank you. Jared, is this an administrator's report? Anything that...
Well, mine will be the shortest of all, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
That is good. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any public comments, or does anybody want out there? And we don't have any closed meeting items. So we have a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I want you to know it's a record. 22 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Not that we were given more, but the next sort of them was 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
Because of that long drive back.
Oh. You could have taken another 20 minutes, Nolan. It would have been fine.